Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Sheila O'Connor, who's the principal of Mallows Convent Primary School, is with me here on the programme today. Because, Sheila, you're the first school to bring a therapy dog into the primary school in the locality. Tell us why you did that.
I actually was watching the news one evening and I saw Middleton CBS Primary School had a dog that was a feature on RT News. And I thought, my goodness, that's a fantastic initiative. So I applied. I didn't realise, I suppose, at the time that my canine companion are based locally. So that was basically it. I put in the application. They, I suppose, checked us for suitability. And then we were offered Frank.
You were offered Frank. And what is Frank?
Frank is a golden doodle.
Right.
He's quite a large dog. He stands about a metre high and he's about a metre in length as well. Known as a gentle giant because he's quite large.
Yeah.
He's such a gentle dog. So that's what his breed is, really. He's half poodle, half retriever
golden
mix.
Retriever, yeah. So what impact has he had in the school for the students?
I suppose we take him for granted now. So he's had a huge impact for students. So every morning I'm out at the gate meeting and greeting our own students. And I suppose the students next door from Scolisagon and the preschool, they all come through the one gate, I suppose. So even for the local community, the parents are delighted to see him. The staff are delighted to see him. So even that welcoming part in the morning, huge impact for the school, huge impact in the local community as well. We have a lovely neighbour across the road who interacts with him as well. And he's been up around the local nursing homes. He's been out to other local preschools. He's had a huge impact, I suppose, that way even on the community and in the school itself, has had a huge impact in terms of, I suppose, learning about service dogs and how to act around them. As school anxiety, school refusal, I suppose, helping children to communicate. He goes on movement breaks with some of our pupils. And I suppose just general sense of well-being, really.
Yeah. So he's kind of roaming around sort of the mainstream classrooms and for students and kind of there, I suppose, maybe for kids that are maybe struggling in some capacity, that he's there as a kind of a support service.
He is. Now, my colleague there, Jen, has done a huge amount of work in the school in terms of I suppose, structuring his day and I suppose, where he goes and, I suppose, educating staff members and pupils about how to manage him. She has a positivity committee set up as well. So the students are involved in that, like the student, I suppose, help out with disseminating information about him, etc. But it's quite structured. There would be, I suppose, times when he would be taken that wouldn't be a planned kind of activity, but generally speaking his day is kind of planned. He gets breaks, he gets to walk with the caretaker as well for his own break and well-being as well, but he has his routine. Children come to collect him from my office in the morning after he's done the meet and greet, and then they transition across to mainstream classes from our special classes. So it's very structured. Jen will be able to fill you in more about
your colleague Jennifer Long, who's a third class teacher and one of the dog's trained handlers, is with us here too, Sheila, on the programme. What benefit have you noticed in the students, Jennifer?
I think the notable thing that we've noticed is just their happiness. And when they see him, they just brighten up and they just grin from ear to ear. Or if any of them, you know, are having a bad day, like ourselves, we all have days where we're not feeling our best. He just is there to support them, even by a little hug, just even that support of giving him a rub or going for a walk with him. And it just resettles them and gets them back on track just to enjoy the rest of their day.
Yeah. And for children that aren't, you know, maybe dog friendly or maybe afraid of dogs, how do they react around them?
I suppose for us here, we were very cognizant of that, you know, and very just really tried to do that from the start. And what we did feel was that if we introduced them slowly, so we kept him on the lead, we offered them opportunities to come and rub him while he was on the lead, seeing that he was calm and settled. Because you would have to be conscious that, especially with different cultures as well, and our school would have lots of different cultures here. So it's something we did have to sit down and just look at how we would tackle it. But for us, because Frank has been here for so many years now, and because he meets those from the infant school before they even come to us, we did notice that they were comfortable with him because they could see that he was on the lead, and we respected that. If anyone is nervous, he is put back on the lead. He is kept. You just reassure them. He's with me. I have him. And they know he's steady. You know, he's very reliable. He's not going to pounce or jump or any of those things. You know, he's very steady. Like Sheila said, he's our gentle giant. He's very reliable that way.
We've often heard actually here in the show, you know, from parents maybe talking about their children with autism or nonverbal who have therapy dogs about the benefit that, you know, that they've noticed themselves in the home. But is this a move now maybe where we might see more schools bringing therapy dogs into the classroom?
I think so. I think we've had such great success with it. And even in our local community, you know, the increase of dogs in other schools has increased dramatically. And you'll see it, you know, between other schools, even throughout the country, you know, a lot of the schools would have an Instagram page for each dog. So we have one ourselves. So you'll see all the different activities that they're doing in the school. And it's just popping up everywhere. It's becoming, you know, increasingly popular.
But can I just say, Andrea, I suppose really like people have to commit to training with their dog and they have to, I suppose, realise it's a lot of responsibility. It's a huge commitment and it's not just simply a matter of getting a dog. You are committing to get a dog now. I think they go out at maybe 10 weeks old or so, maybe slightly younger. So you're committing to get a puppy, you're committing to go to the training. You know, there's a lot involved in it. And I suppose my kin and companion have an introductory meeting. We've been at one with Frank showcasing his work and stuff along with their presentation. And like, people have to realise that there is work. Like, I suppose, as Jen said, we have Frank for 4 years. So now he's very settled and he's been through the graduation process, etc. But like, there is a big commitment to it. And you have to be prepared to, I suppose, commit to that work as well.
Absolutely. Would you encourage other primary schools across the country to follow suit, Sheila?
I would. And what we did as well was I checked in with other schools that had dogs and did a lot of research myself before I committed to, I suppose, to taking Frank, because you have to know what you're getting involved with. And I would recommend anyone who's thinking about it maybe to go and visit a school, and also, as I said, to attend those. You have to attend the information sessions anyway, but to come and see the work of the dog, you know, in the school and how it works would be, I think, good advice, really.
Listen, we really appreciate your time on the programme today with us. Sheila O'Connor and Jennifer Long, both there from Mallows Convent Primary School. Thanks a million for sharing your story with us. The email, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.